Welcome to Rhema for Today.
Well, one thing about it, though, I saw their face lit up. They accepted it. They believed it. The entrance of His words giveth light. So I knew His words and found entrance into their heart. The entrance of His words, the psalmist said, giveth light. And when you've got light on the inside, it'll show up on the outside. Did you ever see a house? Just drive down the street. Did you ever see any houses that with the lights on and on the inside and it don't show up on the outside? Well, you can see it through the windows and through the drapes and whatever. It'd be a great effort to cut out all that. You could by boxing up the windows and so on and so forth. But if the light's on the inside, it shows up on the outside.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth Hagin continues his teaching, God's Anointed Word, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Can you explain it? No, you can't explain it. But I believe it. It's not understanding it. It's not explaining it mentally that brings the results. It's believing it in your heart that brings the results. Glory to God. Amen. And so yet we did esteem Him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Like I said again, that's not something the Roman soldiers did to Him. Because He took our place, God laid on Him. See? He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him. And with His stripes we are healed. That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Now here again is another objection that some people bring. Well, if that's true, you know, then every Christian ought to just automatically be healed. Because, you know, the Lord's already bought it and paid for it. But you see, what the Word of God teaches belongs to us, according to the Word, needs to become experimentally ours, and it'll only become experimentally ours as we accept it and believe it. For instance, the new birth, the remission of sins, belongs to every single sinner, just as much as does you. See, Jesus didn't just die for we who have accepted Him as our Savior. He died for those that reject Him. He belongs to them just as much as He does us. Won't do them any good unless they accept it. See, the Bible said, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Well, the Scripture said, he that hath the Son hath the life. He that hath not the Son hath not the life. Yet the gift of God is eternal life. And that gift of eternal life belongs to the whole world. Doesn't just belong to me and you who've accepted it. The gift really, for God so loved the world that He gave. That's the reason He wanted us to go tell them. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Go tell them good news. Praise God. Amen?
Amen.
And so, if that belongs to them, why don't they have it? Well, the way they get it is by us preaching the word and telling them what belongs to them and them believing it. Hallelujah. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And yet you see people who are saved. You know, you see them all the time. It sounds so religious, sounds so good, and really it's unbelief, and it's not the least bit being humble, it's just being ignorant. Well, you know, I want everything God has for me. You can talk to some Christians about being filled or baptized. Well, if it's for me, I want it. Did you ever see one of them get it? No. You can go to talk to them about healing. You know, they're thoroughly saved, all right, and a Christian, maybe even some of your own relatives. Well, if it's God's will, did you ever see one of them get healed? I've been at this healing business for 50 years. I've never seen the first one yet get healed. that talk like that. You have to go to work on them, to them to see and to know that it is God's will. Now, that's the reason we know it's God's will, because it's in His redemptive plan. Hallelujah. Can you say amen?
Amen.
It is God's will. It is God's will. I know any number of times through the years I've had people that I was talking to about healing. Well, now, my church doesn't teach that. I mean, if it was so, you know, my preacher would preach it. If it was really so, my church would teach it. Well, that doesn't mean that it's not so. That just means that they haven't seen that truth yet. They may be thoroughly saved. They may be a Christian, all right. But then, you see, you have to, you know, I've said to them many a time, if the Bible said that Himself took your infirmities and bore your sicknesses, Jesus did, would it be God's will to heal you? Well, certainly. I've had them to say to me, not just once, many times. I mean, people incurable that the medical science had said, you know, we've done all we can do. And I said, well, why don't we just read the Bible and find out? And so we just turned, you know, and read Matthew 8. Many, many times I've done it. Matthew 8, 17. Isaiah 53, 4 and 5. 1 Peter 2, 24. Now, I'm sure that, you know, if you was just dealing with people in a wholesale manner, that you wouldn't work always. But all the ones I ever talked to, every single one of them got healed. I was dealing with them on a one-to-one basis. Every single one of them, without exception. Every single one of them. Just simply, you know, now we get people healed by ministering through gifts of the Spirit sometimes with the anointing and all that. But I didn't have any anointing. I had no gifts of the Spirit operating. Just talking to them. You know, just like you're holding a conversation with somebody. You know, you don't get anointed to hold a conversation with somebody unless you get off on the things of God and you feel the anointing begin to flow. Amen. But just simply gave them those scriptures. Well, one thing about it, though, I saw their face lit up. They accepted it. They believed it. The entrance of His words giveth light. So I knew His words had found entrance into their heart. The entrance of His words, the psalmist said, giveth light. And when you got light on the inside, it'll show up on the outside. Did you ever see a house? Just drive down the street. Did you ever see any houses that with the lights on and on the inside and it don't show up on the outside? Well, you can see it through the windows and through the drapes and whatever. It'd be a great effort to cut out all that. You could by boxing up the windows and so on and so forth. But if the light's on the inside, it shows up on the outside. The entrance of His words give a light. And it's really wonderful just to see folks' face light up. And you talk to others, and you don't see, well, they, you know, they didn't get it because their face didn't light up. The light hadn't come. The light hadn't come. So what do? Well, you just keep giving them the same scripture. Just keep talking to them. Just keep putting it to them. Praise God. Say, Holy Ghost, you'll have to do it. You see, we can't do it by ourselves. If you was planning on doing it by yourself, might as well forget it to begin with. Holy Ghost, praise God, take that word and open their hearts. Well, thank God for the word. So it's God's will. Is it God's will to heal me? People have to decide that for themselves. I can't decide it for them. Now, see, a lot of people believe that it's God's will to heal others, but not God's will to heal me. It might not be God's will to heal me. Well, why? I ask them. Some of them said, well, yeah, but you don't know what all I've done. Well, I said, have you been born again? Oh, yes, I was born again. They tell me exactly when. Well, you see, again, I know they don't know what the Bible said. Or they wouldn't talk that way. Because, you see, no matter what they've done, it's all blotted out. Because God said, I am He that blotteth out thy transgressions. So they're all blotted out. Yeah, but you don't know what I've done. What difference does it make? They don't exist anymore. It's all blotted out. God said, I am He that blotteth out thy transgressions, and I will not remember thine iniquities. So He don't remember your iniquities. What do you want to remember them for? But you see, those things, if you entertain them, will hinder your faith and keep your faith from working and keep the healing power from flowing. So turn the switch of faith on, praise God. Hallelujah. And let the healing power flow into your body and into your very being. Now, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses, by whose stripes ye were healed. Now, while we're on the subject, let's go just a little bit further here. Because, see, we use terms a lot of times that are misleading. And folks get into every kind of area and get into error and get into confusion. And then they go to seeking apart from the Word of God. And when you go to seeking anything apart from the Word of God, you throw yourself wide open for deception by the enemy. Now, according to these scriptures that we read to you, this is talking about healing of sicknesses and diseases. Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Amen? By whose stripes ye were healed. That's talking about healing of physical sickness and disease. Now, healing is a renewal of the body from a disease condition. Now, number one, you are not healed from sin. Amen. Number two, your spirit never gets healed. A lot of what we have today is a combination of psychology and the Bible. A little bit of both of them mixed together. You see, your spirit, if you are born again, does not get healed. And after you're a Christian, it doesn't need healing.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month, we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's 4-CD set entitled Knowing God as Your Father. We're also offering Kenneth W. Hagin's book, Listen to Your Heart. And last but not least is Kenneth E. Hagin's mini-book entitled Obedience and Finances. All these items at the special price of $30. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. Rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Summer Cyber Sale.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. July the 8th through the 9th, Monday and Tuesday, 50% off of all Faith Library items, except, of course, the Legacy Bible.
Yeah.
And you can go to rhema.org for all of the details.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his classic teaching, God's Anointed Word. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.